Hello, everyone. This is Lewis, and this is Origin of Words podcast. And this is podcast number 123. And this podcast is English idioms, five common English idioms challenged by science. And sitting next to me in our Beijing studio, well, I call it Beijing studio, it's really my crappy apartment. But we're sitting here in northwest Beijing. It's northwest, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, northwest Beijing. And sitting next to me is my first-time co-host. And she will introduce herself.
I thought you were going to introduce myself.
No, I don't know what to say.
Well, my name is Owen, and
Your name is Oven? Oven, not a strange name.
Not a machine oven, is Arwen, if you like.
How do you spell that?
A-R-W-N is the name from The Lord of the Rings, which is one of my favorite movies.
Ah, me too. I love that movie. In fact, I want to go to New Zealand just to see where they made the movie.
All right, let me continue my introduction.
I'm sorry.
And I am a student major in physics in UCAST.
Physics?
Yeah.
Wow, you must be really smart.
Not really. I don't know, actually,
okay.
Because I'm not smart enough.
You didn't get your grades yet. Then that will determine how smart you are in this country. Yeah. All right. So she's going to help out today with the podcast translation for all you Chinese speakers out there all over the world. And we're going to start with once in a blue moon. This is an idiom, and it means it's a rare event. Because a blue moon is a rare event, and it means, it's a rare event, something that doesn't happen very often. And here's an example. He only studies once in a... Hey, I could say like this. You only study once in a blue moon.
But I actually study why a blue moon is a rare event, because in astronomy...
You're supposed to translate. That's my job, to explain it.
I thought you didn't study it.
Okay. Can you translate that into Chinese?
Once in a blue moon means 千载难逢的.
Correct. And can you use... And how about the... he only studies once in a blue moon?
他极少才会去学习.
Very good. Now... I will explain the science behind it, okay? So this is because the blue moon, the phrase refers to the appearance of the second full moon within one calendar month, which actually happens about every 2 to 3 years, in fact. Now, according to this definition, the next blue moon will be January 31st, 2018. So that's next month. The question is it really blue? I mean, is the color really blue? What do you think, Miss Oven, Aaron? I like your name, Oven.
I don't think the moon will turn blue.
Well, actually, in fact, it is, and sometimes, actually, it does look blue. It doesn't mean it turns blue, but from the Earth, it does look blue. The question is, why?
Why?
Oh, good question. Why? Because, for example, the most common example, and probably where the origin came from, is from the volcanoes. When the volcano explodes, like in 1883, the eruption of Krakatoa in Indonesia, one of the biggest volcanoes of all times, it spits out dirt and debris, and it was cloudy for weeks and weeks and maybe months. When you looked at the moon from the Earth, it actually did look blue because of all the debris in the atmosphere. So that's, and then there are other occasions. There's another one, Mount St. Helens eruption. That's in the state of Washington. That was in 1980. And then one more, Mount Pinatubo in 1991 in the Philippines. All of these phenomena, which are very rare, actually did make this moon look blue. Of course, not actually blue, but yeah. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah. It's beautiful.
Yes, and I can't wait to January 31st, 2018 to see if the moon will be blue. But I don't think so. If the sky is clear, and it'll probably just look another, like, yellow or something. Okay, so let's move on. The next idiom is, where there's smoke, there's fire. Can you translate that?
这句话的意思是事出有因，无风不起浪。
Okay, and this means that when there are rumors around that, and sometimes these rumors might have some truth to it. So here's the example. There are a lot of rumors about the president, but I have to say, where there's smoke, there's fire. Translate?
Yeah. You're so critical.
Translate? She's translating.
关于总统的流言蜚语有很多，但是我想说，这不是空穴来风，事出有因。Excellent.
Good work. So, this expression has something to do, of course it has something to do with fire. And with fire, you need at least three things. You need heat, you need fuel, and you need...
Oxygen.
Yes, good. I can see you're a physics major. Oh, that's chemistry. All right. But the question is, at least the science question, can there be smoke without fire?
Yes.
Yes, of course. Otherwise, there wouldn't be this expression. But, for example, a gas stove can produce fire with no smoke.
Really?
Well, yes, I have a gas stove in my kitchen, and I can cook on it, but I hope there's no smoke from the gas stove, but there certainly is a fire. But what about the reverse? Can there be smoke with no fire?
Yeah.
You're right. Well, you're a real science major, for sure. Now, how about this? You can cook fish, you can cook meat, but just before the food, you can smoke it, but just before it catches fire, you take it off of the fire, you take it off of the heat, like an electric oven, or baking it, an electric oven, or even a gas oven, you can cook it. Smoke it, it'll get a little smoky, but there's no fire, unless you leave it there, because there's a flash point for every organic compound before it actually catches on fire.
You should be scientific major.
Oh, thank you. I'm not that smart, and I'm really bad in math. And so if you lower the oxygen level also, you can cook the meat, but without catching the meat or the fish on fire. So there's an example. That's the science behind this idiom. Right?
Right.
Okay, so let's move on to the third idiom. The fish rots from the head down. It's a kind of a strange one here. This means when an organization or company or government fails or is corrupt, it's because, due to this idiom, it's because the leader of that company or the organization or government, it's because the leader is rotten or the leader is bad or the leader is corrupt. So that's what it means. The fish rots from the head down. Here's my example. Gagafui. I made that up. Gagafui, an internet pay company, lost $1 million the first year because the fish rots from the head down.
Do I need to translate it?
Yes.
Gagafui, 一个国际公司, 损失了$10,000的资金, 在第一年的时候, 因为 上梁不正下梁歪。
And did you translate the idiom?
Yes.
You did?
In an awkward way.
All right. So, so the question is, the science question is, does the fish really rot from the head down? Starting from the head. What do you think, Miss Oven? Miss Aaron?
I think it's probably true.
Actually, no. When a fish rots, it rots from the stomach or the guts.
Oh.
Not from the head. It's a common misconception. So according to experts, the organs in the gut, that's what we call the stomach, also is where the fish starts to rot from, and it really stinks. So sometimes you can say the fish stinks from the head down, but from a science point of view, no, it's actually the guts or the stomach area. Mm-hmm. Right?
Right.
Now, where does this come from? Well, my research indicates is possibly the origin comes from the Turks, people from the country of Turkey in the 1700s. They had their own proverb at that time. And the proverb was, the fish stinks first at the head when something went bad. So that means that if the servant is disorderly, it's because the master is disorderly.
Right.
So when the servant does bad, that means the master is bad too. That's from Turks, from Turkey.
Yeah. But they never know the science behind it.
Well, that's the origin, but the science is that the fish doesn't rot from the head, it rots from the gut.
But it's still a good item.
Well, it's a good idiom. Well, they're all good idioms. Yeah, of course. Absolutely. Yeah, but you can't say scientifically the fish rots from the head, because it doesn't. It begins in the gut. Okay, hard as nails, or as hard as nails. This is the fourth idiom. It means someone, a person that is unsympathetic or unyielding, extremely stubborn. He won't change his or her beliefs no matter what you say. And also has the meaning that a person is physically, mentally tough. Well, at least physically tough. For example, I begged and begged my teacher to change my grade, but he's as hard as nails. He wouldn't change the grade. The other example, if you want to play ice hockey, you gotta be hard as nails.
Yeah, you can easily get hurt by the ice hockey.
Yeah, it's a rough sport, so you gotta be hard as nails to play it.
Yeah.
Can you translate the idiom?
The hard as nails means 铁石心肠冷酷无情. But it has another meaning, like 身体上的强壮, 像钉子一样坚硬, 这样他才能去进行一些像冰球一样危险的运动。
Okay, now here's the science of this. Everyone is familiar with the Mohs scale. That's the MOHS scale. He's the German geologist in the 1800s that made a scale of mineral items such as nails and diamonds and steel and so on. So. The highest is 10 points, the lowest is not zero or like point one. And the nails, the diamonds are 10. That's the hardest substance. Now, nails are between 5 and 6. Mm-hmm. So actually, nails are sort of in the middle as being hard. So hard as nails is not really that hard compared to at least diamonds. Maybe it should say hard as diamonds. But if you add to the steel, if you add carbon to the nails, you can get the, on the Mohs scale, you could get the hardness number up to 9 just by adding. So that would be like carbon fiber or carbon steel.
Yeah, because diamonds are made of carbon.
Yes, and they're number 10.
Yeah.
So nails, just regular steel is 5 and 6. If you add it to the nails, if you add carbon to the nails, you can get it up to 9. That would be really hard as nails. 是不是?
是.
All right, and our last idiom today is, because we're almost out of time here, our last idiom is diamonds are forever. I'm sure you've heard this expression before. It's a famous, actually it's an advertisement from the De Beers company, the Dutch mining company back in the 1800s in South Africa, which means basically that something will last forever, just like a diamond. So so one expression is my love for you. I have to read it again. My love for you is like diamonds. That means my love for you will last forever.
Diamonds are forever means 像钻石一样永久. And the sentence that Louis have said means 我对你的爱像钻石一样永远不变.
Okay, so I'm sure someone has said this sentence to you before, right?
No.
Oh my God, really?
Yeah, because I couldn't find the one.
Oh, the one, the one. Okay, so now what about diamonds? Do they actually last forever?
No.
No. Nothing lasts forever. Tell me something that lasts forever.
The atoms, they will not disappear.
Really? Okay, well, we'll have to be around for the next billion years to see if that's true. So at least with diamonds, diamonds are formed under enormous pressure from the earth and from decaying plants and decaying organic matter, basically. And after millions of years, it turns into coal, and then that pressure turns the carbon into diamonds. The carbon from the coal turns into diamonds. And that takes millions of years. Now, once that is formed into the diamond, and that lovely Mr. One puts that diamond ring on your pretty little finger there, if you could be a million years old, you would see that diamond become smaller and smaller and smaller and turn into graphite, which is the stuff that you write with the pencil. That's what it's going to turn back into, graphite, loose carbon, after a few million years. Well, I don't know how many million, but a long time. So diamonds don't last forever.
A love can.
Ask someone who knows about that. It ain't me. Okay, we're really running out of time here, and we're on this is a low budget podcast. So I want to thank Miss Aaron, from New Zealand, who is in love with Lord of the Rings, also one of my favorite movies, by the way. And I want to thank her for doing this. Did you have a good time?
Yes, thank you for having me today.
You're welcome. And as usual, you can download this to your MP3 player or whatever number it is now these days, MP4, MP5. You can subscribe to our podcast. The subscription information is on the homepage. And or you can listen to it if your internet is flowing like the wind, which I doubt here in Beijing. But anyway. Thank you for listening. If you have any ideas for podcasts, send me a notice, send me an email, chinalewis@yahoo.com. If you like this, click on Twitter or Facebook or something like that. Social media. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So let's sign off together.
Zaijian.
Okay. Hold on a second here.